Come on, that was pretty weak. It was much better at our day together. Good morning, everybody. Let's hear it.
Good morning.
All right. Good morning. My name is Mark Compton, and I'm honored to serve as the CEO of the PA Turnpike Commission. And we're here for what has become a great tradition for us at our service plazas, and we're here to announce another great partnership today, and we're excited to do so. So we stand here with Twin Valley High School and also the PA Council of the Arts to showcase yet another installation into the service plazas. And you may ask yourself, why do we do this? Well, why we do this as from the Turnpike perspective is in this plaza that you stand today, 800,000 travelers enter this facility every year. So that's 1.6 million eyes that enter this facility every year. So if you guys ever aspire to be CEO of the Turnpike, now you realize you gotta be able to do math. Did you see the 800,000 and the 1.6? It's not always as easy as it looks, guys. I'm kidding. But anyway, we have 800,000 travelers that come to this plaza every day, and a large part of them never venture off here. Most of them are continuing on their destination. So what we wanted to do was bring a little bit of what's happening outside of our right-of-way fence into this plaza so that they could see it for themselves. And you guys have done a magnificent job in showcasing just what's on the other side of that, other side of our right-of-way fence here. It looks tremendous. It looks tremendous. And we wouldn't be able to do this without partners. And our key partner in all these service plazas, as this is number 12 for us, as we said, is the PA Council of the Arts, and the executive director is here with me today, Carl Blischka. So Carl, you please come up and say a few words.
Hi, good morning, everyone. It is really great to be here today to celebrate the installation of this great piece of art. I'm from the Council on the Arts, and we work every day to strengthen communities through the arts. And the arts strengthen communities culturally, educationally, and economically. One of the things I really love about this work is that it tells the story of place in the beautiful communities in this region. And you've helped give a sense of pride to all of us. So congratulations to all of you for making a great piece of art for us. A couple of thank yous. I want to thank the Twin Valley High School. Thank you for making the arts available to your communities and to your students. The arts help bring creative skills that are important for students, both as they try to be successful in school, and those same skills of creativity will be important as they go out and work in our workforce. So thank you to the high school for all that you do. A special thank you to the Philadelphia Arts and Education Partnership. They work in the southeast part of Pennsylvania to bring professional teaching artists to schools, and those same creativity skills to schools all across this region. So thank you for all the work that you've done on this project and for schools throughout this region. And finally, a special thank you to Mark Compton and the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission. Thank you for working on this partnership with us. I think we've done a real good job of celebrating the importance of all the service plazas and the power of the places around the service plazas. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carl. And Carl and I were just talking about how now that we've done 12 of these, all 12 have been magnificent, but they've all been unbelievably different from each other. And that's the beauty of this partnership and this arrangement. So thank you, Carl, and to the PA Council of Arts for this partnership. We can't do this without our legislative leaders and without our legislative stakeholders. They are key stakeholders in everything we do with the Turnpike Commission and everything that Carl does with the PA Council of Arts. And a great partner is here locally and has come out with us today. So we took time to come out. So I'm going to ask Representative Paul Friel just to say a few words, if you will.
Thank you very much for the opportunity here, and just want to say, you know, on the behalf of the Pennsylvania State House and most especially the 26th District, I want to say a thank you for the Turnpike Commission and the arts, and most especially to the Twin Valley High School and to the students and teachers who put this together, because, you know, art and culture is something that we need to continue to invest in. And I'm so happy there's an opportunity for us, you know, to combine and partner with our government agencies, our intergovernment agencies, with local students to do something beautiful. Because I get to drive through this almost every day, through the Hopewell Furnace and through French Creek State Park, and to bring that out here and to advertise and to tell people who travel our plazas every day what a great place Pennsylvania is, what a beautiful scenery we have right next door, and also just to, you know, provide a platform for young people to be engaged with art and culture. And it's a true investment that we as representatives and legislators are happy to make, and hopefully continue to do that as we fund education and we fund these things. It's really powerful. You guys did a great job. We're really proud of that. So thank you.
The beauty for us in being able to do this too is being able to being able to meet so many great people and seeing great leadership within our school districts within the Commonwealth. And that is certainly true here at Twin Valley. And it's my pleasure to introduce to you the superintendent of the Twin Valley School District, Dr. Patrick Winters.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here this morning. On behalf of the board and the administration, it's an honor and privilege for Twin Valley School District to be a part of this. We've been so fortunate to be able to work with the PA Turnpike Commission and also the Arts Council on what has proven to be a pretty amazing project. And we have a fantastic team in Twin Valley School District that supports art education, starting with our high school principal, Dr. Clements, one of our art teachers, Mrs. Heather McCord, who's here this morning, and most importantly, the students that are here to my left. This is excellence in education at its best, and the best part of the job is to be able to see our students perform at their peak level, and how amazing it is to see this beautiful artwork behind me. So students, fantastic job. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. We really appreciate this partnership. It means a great deal to the district. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Doctor. Now, truth be told, my father was the king of the dad jokes. Okay, so you always know what a dad joke is. So I'm just going to give you one. So we would go to student-teacher conferences, and we'd walk through. And every time we'd pass the principal, he'd say, "So, Mark, I hear you like school, but you don't like the principal of the thing." Pretty bad, huh? Well, that's clearly not the case with this principal. We love him. So we're going to bring up, to save me from that horrible joke, Dr. William Clements, principal of Twin Valley High School.
Thank you. As long as you have a pass between classes, you're okay. thank you for having us here. You know, as educators, one of the things that we're always looking to do is to make meaningful connections. Show what we're doing in school is meaningful and has applications to the real world. And this project did that perfectly. This project gave our students an opportunity to see what it's like to work as a professional artist, to have a deadline, to have an ultimate product that wasn't necessarily what they were looking for, but that what the customer was looking for, or that the client was looking for. And I think we can see today, you know, the beautiful results of that project. So not only did we get a chance to have a meaningful relationship with the Turnpike Commission and the Council on the Arts and apply that to some really amazing work, we now have an installation here that we'll see from years to come, that we know that our wonderful students and our wonderful teacher, Mrs. McCord, you know, played a pivotal part in putting together. So thank you for the opportunity to do this to the Turnpike Commission and the Council on the Arts. Congratulations to our students. Wonderful job, something to be really proud of. So thank you.
So basically how the program works is we, in conjunction with PA Council of Arts, select a resident artist to come up and basically work with the kids throughout the project. And the person who has done that with us has now done it for a couple of our projects and done a great job. So I'm going to introduce to you Jessica Lydell, is going to walk you through her role in the project and making this happen. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. You know, it's funny, I hadn't seen you for a little while, and I've been missing you all, so it's nice to see you. This project was really special. I want to thank you all for coming to celebrate. The detail, I want to invite everyone, once we've finished here, to get close up to these mosaics, because there's so much beautiful detail that you can really see when you look closely. You know, these tiles all started as balls of clay. And sometimes people don't realize that when they just see us, you know, putting in the final pieces. But the students, they drew all the designs. They came up with the concepts. And they, you know, rolled out clay, textured clay. They worked really diligently to research all the different, you know, wildlife that you see depicted. It's really been a labor of love. We've worked really hard and long hours on these projects. So I just want to thank them all for, you know, working so hard. And we can make really beautiful things when we all work together. So good job.
Thank you, Jessica. Now, we tried to work with Jessica to get her to embed, save money with Easy Pass, Pennsylvania Turnpike, safest road in the nation, but she's got her standard. She would not deviate, so we love her for that. Thank you, Jessica.
Can I interject?
No. Of course. Hey!
That I think you might like. We actually have one more gift for you.
Okay.
It was inspired by you saying you wanted a PA Turnpike sign, but we thought that putting it in the mural wouldn't make it stand out as much. So we are presenting to you your own
personal
Turnpike mural.
That is awesome. Thank you very, very much. That is awesome. I will treasure this. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. That is awesome. That is really cool. Now, this doesn't happen without great teachers, as we know. And the teacher that was the heart and soul of this project is Heather McCord. So I ask Heather to come up and say a few words.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. It was such a great thing to see the students kind of come together. They researched everything. They worked so hard. It was a nice opportunity also for them to work with a working artist and the client and then kind of see like the finished artwork so they know the whole process and maybe show them some future careers that they could be interested in. So thank you.
And we thought it was really important that you get the students' perspective on this as well. So with that, I'm going to ask Paige Clipsham and Michael Hawk to come on up and talk a little bit about their experience with this, putting this all together.
Sounds good. Yeah, I just want to thank everyone for all the amazing work we did with this project. And I just want to say right off the bat that one of my favorite things about this project was being able to exercise my creativity alongside our amazing team that sought to create a finished product that was unique and getting to know Mrs. Liddell better, Mrs. McCord, just having great conversations while working on this project. And outside of the technical skills I think we all gained from this project, I also enjoyed gaining experience in creating art for a client in a medium that I wasn't personally familiar with. It definitely stretched me outside of art styles I was familiar with, and it required artistic problem solving as well. Something that I strive to do personally in my art and something that I'm passionate about is storytelling. I think this project was a great way to just tell the story of our community. It was a great opportunity to just tell others about the places that make our area unique to those who are just passing through. I also love learning about local history, and this was a great opportunity to learn more about those places in our community that make it unique, discover the hidden gems of our area, and appreciate the things that we find commonplace in our community. And I think that was really just the heart of this project, was to showcase what makes the greater Twin Valley area unique and to better understand what sort of things have shaped the story of this place in the hills, and in the process, learning to appreciate the everyday things that we find all around us. So I, for one, can say that I've learned to appreciate those everyday things, and I'm so thankful to have worked alongside this amazing team and the amazing work that we've done. Thank you.
So I gotta get my little app ready. Hi, my name is Paige. Working on this project, I got to experience the process of our wonderful Miss Jess. There she is. And like learning about her work and about like what she does as a like mural artist, and learning about like the design process, the materials, and like the details that go into all of these projects. It was really fascinating to learn about as a student pursuing art as a career. I found all of it very fascinating. I also learned a lot more about our local history researching this project than I thought I knew. I've lived here all my life, and I've never heard of Crow's Nest Preserve. But by our mural, I'm clearly missing out because it looks absolutely beautiful. One of my favorite memories was working on this project was simply just like talking with the people that I was working on it with, like Miss Jess, Miss McCord, and Michael, and as we're sitting here, like cutting tiles and laying them down. It was really a memory that I cherish. I felt very lucky that I was able to put a piece of my personal artwork in a mural that dozens of talented people work on, and my fellow students. And I was very proud that now all of our hard work can be viewed by thousands of people. Thank you.
Thank you guys very much, and proof that the future is bright. So thank you all very much. Now, we have some acknowledgments, but before I do that, I'm not doing my job unless I just talk just briefly just with the kids here. So we are now in the midst of pretty hectic travel season, as many of you are graduating, moving on, and those of you just getting your licenses. And I'm the proud father of four kids. My daughter is 18, so I have this conversation with her repeatedly. I say, Alexa, I want you to see my ugly mug in the center of your center of your steering wheel whenever you exceed the speed limit or whenever you go for your phone, and think about what would Dad think if I grabbed my phone. So I say that to you in all sincerity, but please keep the phone down. Don't be distracted, because we need you around for a very, very long time. So please, please practice safe driving habits out there. It is a choice. You choose not to drive safe. Please understand that. And again, we want you around for a very, very long time. Also, I just want to acknowledge Nikki Whitlock with Senator Muth's office. Thank you and the Senator for being here and your support today. We want to thank Pearl Schaefer. Where's Pearl? Give my good friend Pearl a round of applause. Pearl came in, and we've done a lot of these together, and she goes, this one is my favorite. This one's my favorite. I'm not allowed to say that, am I? Sorry, Pearl. She hadn't said that with all of them, just yours. But sorry, Pearl, if I got you in trouble. Also, too, what a great way to start today with the Philadelphia Arts and Education Teaching Artist Jazz Band, who performed for. Thank you guys for being here today. Poor guys probably had a gig this weekend. We made them come here for one Monday morning. But thank you all very much for being here. Also, too, the lifeblood of our organization is our maintenance department. And we're standing here blessed to have great folks that serve us well every single day. And they make sure that the adage is true. If there's bad weather, get yourself to the turnpike and you'll be just fine. Those folks do the best. So we thank you folks for being here and getting us through this plaza. Also, too, want to thank our staff, who's a key part of making this happen. So Mike Fix, who oversees all of our service plazas. We got Chrissy Bennett, who oversees this activity. Kathleen Walter, and I know there's some other folks here. We just want to thank our team. And as you can see, our partner in this effort, who provided the donuts, is the one who has the partnership on all the service plazas. It's Apple Green. And as you can tell, they're already making new investments and improvements into our facility as we speak. So we want to thank them, too. So could you please give everyone a round of applause one last time? And this concludes our formal presentation. All of you, please don't leave till every single donut's off that table. Thank you all very much.